The line between private and public has always been unclear. But news that the Deputy Prime Minister is possibly expecting a child with a former employee has blurred it even further. The claim that Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce had a relationship with his ex-media adviser Vicky Campion were published in the Daily Telegraph newspaper on Wednesday. That same night, a contrite Mr. Joyce appeared on the ABC's 7:30 program and admitted he'd made mistakes, though he didn't confess to the relationship. And he questioned why his private life was a public matter.
I don't think it proffers anybody to drag private matters out into the public arena. I can't quite fathom why basically a pregnant lady walking across the road deserves a front page. I don't know what the political purpose is to that. And so it's a private matter, and I don't think it helps me. I don't think it helps my family. I don't think it helps anybody in the future for us to start making this part of a public discussion.
Other politicians have leapt to his defence. Labor leader Bill Shorten says he's not interested in Mr. Joyce's personal life.
Mr. Joyce's private life, as far as I'm concerned, is his matter. As I said earlier about Ms. Lamb, and I think everyone here deep down knows, families can be pretty complicated. I'm certainly not going to stand in judgment of other people's private lives, full stop.
Senior lecturer in journalism and digital media at Queensland University of Technology, Dr. Jason Sternberg, says while the distinction between public and private is fuzzy, when personal views influence public policy, it's fair game.
The public has a right to know in situations where the politician's behaviour is at odds or runs counter to policy issues that they have explicitly spoken about. When politicians make, you know, very, very strident and dogmatic statements about issues of personal morality, and of course here I'm talking explicitly in relation to same-sex marriage as probably the most obvious example, then I think that hypocrisy deserves to be exposed.
The lead-up to the postal vote on same-sex marriage was marked by passionate and often heated debate. Firmly on the no side, Barnaby Joyce espoused the merits of so-called traditional marriage and conservative values. He abstained from the final parliamentary vote that saw it legalised. It was during the debate he revealed that he'd separated from his wife, Natalie. Mr. Joyce told the ABC, despite his own marriage failing, his views were unchanged.
Just because my marriage didn't work out doesn't mean that I disregard the, you know, what marriages are about. It just means that on that instance, I failed, okay? I'll be upfront, I failed on that one. But I'm not going to start saying, well, therefore, I'm going to say that just because I failed, I'm going to completely change my views and definition.
Former parliamentarian and longtime rival Tony Windsor says the Deputy Prime Minister should have expected some sort of scrutiny.
He's entitled to his private life, and so is his family. But in politics, if, you know, if you start to throw stones, you get stones thrown back at you.
Mr. Windsor mounted an unsuccessful bid to take back the seat of New England from Mr. Joyce after it was revealed Mr. Joyce was a dual New Zealand citizen by descent. This prompted a by-election, easily won by Mr. Joyce. Gordon Farrer, journalism lecturer at Melbourne's RMIT University, says there could have been a very different outcome.
Which means, you know, of interest to how the public is governed and how people conduct their own behaviours in elections, you know, the information that we base our voting intentions on. I mean, a few people in Barnaby Joyce's electorate who said on radio this morning that if they'd known about his behaviour at the time of the last by-election, they wouldn't have voted for him. So it could have had a real impact on democracy if people had been better informed.
Dr. Sternberg from QUT agrees that a loss of privacy is part of the price of being in the public eye. And he argues that many politicians invite closer scrutiny.
The lines are kind of blurred now between entertainment and information when it comes to political campaigning. So in the same way that we're interested in, you know, the Kardashian family, there's a certain level of interest in what our politicians do when they're not in Parliament because they go out of their way to kind of seek this attention. Politicians, the royal family, any public figure is accountable to us as citizens.
There are also questions around the possible use of taxpayer money and the timeline of Ms. Campion leaving Mr. Joyce's office to work for other Nationals MPs. Mr. Farrer says answers are needed.
If it started out because they were colleagues in a sense. They were working together and they were going on trips, you know, around the country to run election campaigns or to run policy initiatives or that sort of thing. Clearly, money was spent on both of them at the time. At what point it becomes inappropriate, I'm not sure. At what point did it become a relationship that was going to be longer lasting and result in a child? I mean, these are really grey areas, and I can't really define exactly what they are, but I'd be interested to know how that plays out, yes.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.